Chapter 9. Moses. The Story of Moses, the Leader of the Jewish People. Sometime during the 20th century before our era, a small and unimportant tribe of Semitic shepherds had left its old home, which was situated in the land of Ur, on the mouth of the Euphrates, and had tried to find new pastures within the domain of the kings of Babylonia. They had been driven away by the royal soldiers, and they had moved westward, looking for a little piece of unoccupied territory where they might set up their tents. This tribe of shepherds was known as the Hebrews, or, as we call them, the Jews. They had wandered far and wide, and after many years of dreary peregrinations, they had been given shelter in Egypt. For more than five centuries they had dwelt among the Egyptians, and when their adopted country had been overrun by the Hyksos marauders, as I told you in the story of Egypt, they had managed to make themselves useful to the foreign invader, and had been left in the undisturbed possession of their grazing fields. But after a long war of independence, the Egyptians had driven the Hyksos out of the valley of the Nile, and then the Jews had come upon evil times, for they had been degraded to the rank of common slaves, and they had been forced to work on the royal roads and on the pyramids. And, as the frontiers were guarded by the Egyptian soldiers, it had been impossible for the Jews to escape.